Okay, so thank everyone for calling in. We pick up this afternoon, Baruch Hashem, we pick up near the beginning of the first parak of Masilas Yesharim. We're about to begin developing the core ideas that we had seen up until this point. We're going to pick up in the text. We are, if you look in the Safari edition, it's paragraph 5 of the first paragraph of Masilas Yesharim, and right after a quote from Maseches Eruvin. Just to cast our minds back, the key ideas that Ramchal had opened the paragraph with is number one, the recognition methodologically, the recognition of the beginning of any, the basis, the foundation, the root of any serious substantive program of growth, ambitious growth of Avos Hashem, of Chassidus, of Avos Tzvima, is going to be thinking. Someone's going to be thinking, employing real time to think and to absorb the big questions. Why am I here? How practically, how am I supposed to invest a lifetime of effort and talent towards what end, towards what goal, towards what target? That was the first point, just to recognize that asking the right questions and staying kind of thinking and absorbing the big questions, that's going to be the first step. And then you begin to talk about the answer to those questions is, and that's what we saw was surprising and profound. And it began by saying, oh, it's the goal of that we were created to enjoy, we were created to have fun, created to enjoy as deeply as we can. And Ramchal, in a few brief lines, unfolded before us an entire paradigm, entire perspective on life. Because Baruch Hu created us because he wanted to, and his interest was to do good, to be beneficial to us. And for that, he could have merely created us in Olam Haba, a place designed for a maximum deliver of pure pleasure of Kurva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the greatest possible pleasure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to design the world such that we'll enjoy that tov, Olam Haba, that much more. It's something that we have to some degree earned, something that we have to some degree created. And that's why he engineers a second context in which we exist, and that's Olam Haza that we live in right now, that was designed to be the ultimate arena of challenge. And remember, we also had a chance to discuss that this perspective allows us to understand how it is really profound, to appreciate how it's profoundly true, that the greatest good is Kirvas Elokim. There is great goodness, there is great pleasure to be found in Kirvas Elokim in this world. And far beyond that is the pleasure of Kirvas Elokim, all about places designed for that. And much as this world is full of a whole array of pleasures, many of which are now rooted in Kirvas Elokim, Ramchal is not denying that those are very enjoyable. Ramchal is not denying that those are very appealing. If you consider the fact that all pleasures, licit or illicit, legal, illegal, every single ta'anug olam hazeh is enjoyable because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. It's not as though HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't know about it. He made it enjoyable. And anything enjoyable in this world is in a sense incidental. Pleasure is not the prime goal of this world. So it stands to reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all those pleasures, also engineered and created and engineered a world meant for maximizing pleasure. It will be a whiff of Olam Haba. It will be far, far, far exceed the sum total of all time of Olam Haza, legal, illegal, illicit, illicit, everything combined. Everything right as the Mishnah Pergav says, Yafash Achaz Olam Haba, more than all the time of Olam Haza. Okay, so that was a basic approach. And to recognize that the mitzvahs are not the end goal. The mitzvahs are absolutely critical tool. Mitzvahs are the critical tool, the means in this world to live a life of Torah mitzvahs is the means to create for oneself a kiruv elokim, the pure joy of a kiruv elokim Olam Haba. Now I take out the paragraph 8. Let's take this idea and run with it. And if you think about the idea some more, what you see Because the greatest good is going to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we developed, the ultimate goodness is Kiras Elokim V'Omer. There's another pasuk that David wrote. We've not long ago stopped saying this daily, twice daily. Achasha Alkin Eis Hashem Osahavakesh. Shifts to Eis Hashem Kalim Echai, etc. Dabach says, what I want, the one thing I really want, is shift to Eis Hashem Kalim Echai. That's what he's yearning for. Now, the Chalzua said, anything other than this, Yachshavu B'nei Adam Tov, Enel Hevel B'Shav Nisa. Anything but Kibbutz Elokim is ephemeral. It may be enjoyable right now, but it has no permits. Now, it's worth knowing also, I think the Ramchal just gave us a chiddush in Parsha Not, and how to read a pasuk and tell him. Chiddush, I believe he shares with the Rambam. Because in context, it sounds like he's understanding, and we're talking about the ultimate kiras, the ultimate joy of kiras, okay, which is accessible in all haba. That means that the Ramchal, if that's the case, Ramchal is understanding that pasuk, achasha alti, shiv to beis Hashem. Beis Hashem means not any physical location, but Al Hazeh. It may be a physical location, Al Hazeh, which are tools, means to get to the Beis Hashem referred to here, which is Al Haba. And that is something that the Rama writes as well. I believe it's in the eighth or ninth paragraph of Hilchos Tshuva. Rama writes a whole series of terms that the Tanakh uses to refer to Al Haba, one of which is Beis Hashem. She's probably referring to the same passage. Okay. But now he says, let's think about this. In order to attain this incredible goodness, this ultimate goodness, this ultimate pleasure, it makes sense that one ought to invest, that one ought to work to achieve that. I'm going to have to put a lot of effort. How so? I know what this means is I'm going to work hard at connecting myself to Kadosh Baruch Hu, being davik, adhering to Kadosh Baruch Hu, using what sort of glue? Using the glue which I attach to Kadosh Baruch Hu is those masim shetolatam zeinim, that those behavior patterns, those actions which generate closeness to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And behem heim mitzvahs, and those are the mitzvahs. Okay. And now he says, let's consider, we raise the outside, now we see within, in paragraph Zion, consider what this tells us about a realistic perspective on our lives here. Now the next few paragraphs, paragraph Zion says in test. Samoa Kadosh Baruch Hu Adam, Samoa Mashiach Rabbah, Machikim and Yisbach. Kadosh Baruch Hu put us into a world. But there are many things that could potentially distract us, many things that could potentially draw us further from the Bereshis. Those are our physical desires. I need to read the next couple of words very carefully. If one gets pulled after them, so you end up drifting further and further from far greater goodness. If I allow myself to be nimshach achrayim. He doesn't note, he is not an argument for asceticism, where he saw in the Hakdama. Ramchal does not think that sheer asceticism is a good thing. But what he is saying is that you nimshach achrayim, if instead of my being in control, am I choosing rationally, deliberately, whether or not to engage a certain pleasure in all my zeh, if I'm nimshach achrayim, if I no longer, if my types no longer work for me, but I work for them, if they're controlling and I'm a slave to my tivus, then I'm going to end up, if they become the center, as soon as they become the decider, so then I'm going to verge further and further, drift and verge further and further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if that's the case, says Ramchal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us in place where there are many potential distractions, many things that could potentially, depending on how we handle them, how we address them, how we engage them or don't engage them, whether we engage them, how we engage them, have the potential to draw me further and further from those home. As I said, in other words, he's saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu carefully engineered and designed, calibrated a world in Am Hazeh that's it's the ultimate arena of challenge. He says the truth is arena is a very good metaphor, because he goes on saying paragraph Ches, Nimshashu Musam Emes Besoch Hamachamachazato. We're really within a great war. She goes on to say in line Ches also, Nikol Hatzadim. We're surrounded from all sides. It's almost as though, you know, there's a difference between infantry and the Sanhedrin and the paratroopers. One of the main differences is that the paratroopers land behind enemy lines. As soon as they land, it's not that the enemy is in front of them, behind them, the face. As soon as they land, they're surrounded on all sides. So he says in line Ches, it's a Muhammad called Stadim. It's there's a challenge from all sides. And if he goes on, coming back to the line Ches, he says, we're Musam betoch amochamachazaka, because God has placed us within. Almost like we've been parachuted in to a situation where we're surrounded from all sides by challenges. And what do we mean by all sides? That he goes on to explain here. All sorts of phenomena in our lives, whether they seem good or bad, they all present challenges. And as we've seen, challenge means opportunity. As a challenge in Sion, opportunity to fail means opportunity to succeed and to create Alm Haba beyond compare. But it's on all ends. Ha'oni mitzadecha, ha'oshim mitzadecha. There's poverty on one end and wealth on the other. Something we may assume, you know, if only I had more money, then life would be simpler. If only more money, I think, would be easy. And this is what's presented as poverty, is presenting me financial straits, what's presenting me with a challenge. So that may be the case right now. But the truth is, or to be in a different situation, that situation would present its own set of challenges. Because that's what Shlomo HaMelech pointed out in Mishpat. A Jew might be so satisfied. Shamanta avisa kafisa. A Jew may have so much that it's easy to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I say, well, who's God? Kochi ve'otzim yadi. Not only a problem of emuna, but a problem of terrible loss of focus. A Jew could have so much material wealth that you forget. Even if it isn't, Jew loses his belief in God, but HaKadosh Baruch is no longer really the center of my life. And I've become so distracted by what I have and what I want to have. Yeshayash Lamana wrote some Asayim, whatever I have, I always think about you earn twice as much as I am. And whatever material attainments I have, whet my appetite for more, often to the extent, it's easy to fall into a rut where I'm always looking for more to the extent that I forgot my HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, if you ask me, I believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not really playing the central place in my life that you have to play. So that's a Penesa V'chichashti. Amarti Mi Hashem. And on the other hand, Peni V'Reish V'Ganafti, Shalom Rav says. A Jew is reduced to poverty. The nisayon to be dishonest in order to keep my finances together is very great. The sign sometimes is fine to be dishonest is driven by wealth and by access to more. Sometimes the sign to be dishonest is driven by tightness, by financial tightness. I don't have enough. And I could be driven to do that, which I know I shouldn't. A life of suffering presents great challenges. Sometimes a life of less suffering presents its own challenges. And again, in terms of the panesa v'chichashi, I'm surrounded by the Muhammad of all sides. All sorts of situations, a person is very gregarious, or a person is very introverted. Each one presents its own set of challenges. Challenges of Midos, challenges of Al-Muhadir, challenges of Al-Muhammad. Each situation, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives each person has his own profile, which is largely a question of situations and personality. Every person has his own profile, which necessarily are easier, which necessarily are harder. What's easy for me might be difficult for you. What's easy for you might be difficult for me. Okay, yeah, yes. Imagine Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is a remarkable wit. He has an impeccable sense of timing, and he knows how to land those one-line zingers beyond compare. It's incredible in Italian, because the truth is, to land a one-line zinger at the expense of one person, and that one person might laugh also, because how could you not? But inside it hurts. It's a veira d'oraisa chamur avodot. Such severe there. To think, if a person has that talent, it could be a great Italian. not to, to bite one's lip or to redirect, to wait the 10 seconds until the taiva to say the one liner wears off. A different person, Shimon, who doesn't have that talent, who doesn't have that knack, doesn't have that taiva, does that nisyon as well, is great. But Shimon may have other nisyonos that are more difficult for him than they are for Reuven. Every person has his own profile, which nisyonos are more challenging, which are less so. But all sorts of situations in our lives can present us with nisyonos. And that, again, brings us back to the metaphor from a couple of minutes ago. Ramchal said that we're really within the milchama. Here again in line test. And yir ben chayav, inatzach ha-milcham v'chal tzadim. To the extent that I can, if I will be an effective soldier, and I'll win on all sides. Again, this image of we're surrounded on all sides. Because again, different types of situations can present nisyonos. Wealth, poverty, calm, suffering, being extroverted, being introverted. And if a Jew can succeed, who ye are other Hashem? A Jew succeeds as a successful soldier, succeeds as these multiple, multi-front move encounters with the Yitzhara, he will be the completed person, but will succeed at clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, attaching himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to the extent that we attach himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he came in a prozor azev, he caused the chocolate lay over Arachim, using the metaphor of the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos mentioned before, I'll be able to move out of this lobby, the Olam Hazeh, into the ballroom of Olam Haba, the Olam Arachim, to enjoy the eternal light. Now, you read this, let's read one more line, because reading the line we just read, line test, could leave me with a very dangerous misconception. Because the opening words of line test is, in Yehud ben Chayav, yes, I'm Muhammad Chal Tzadim, if I'll be a successful soldier, and I'll win on all sides, then I'll be zoch to walk into Olam Haba, to enjoy Arachim. That sounds awful a lot, like it's binary. Did you succeed, or do you fail? If you want everything, then you get Olam Haba. It sounds as though, that I didn't win on all sides, then there's no Olam Haba. So that misconception gets corrected in the very next line. So let's end for today with line Yud. Kafi Hashira Shakabash is Yitzro, the Tav Osam, to the extent, in proportion to the degree to which I exercise, develop self-control, and I'm able to steer clear of those things in my life which could distract me and draw me away from true goodness, the monopoly money that could distract me from the real McCoy, finish our daily devo to the extent that I worked hard on connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ken Yashigeh Yisnach. And to that extent, I'll achieve and I will have a rare word in the Yisrael, Simcha. So number one, Ramchal stresses in this, for today, our closing line, that it's proportional. It's not binary. It's not either I succeeded against my HR or I failed. It's proportional. We all have successes, we all have failures, and the goal is over time to expand the number, to expand the ratio of success. The more success, the better. Because Yashir, to that extent, yes, he gave me a tzachbal. That's not that if I didn't make, I don't succeed 100%, I've accomplished nothing. Chalilu v'chas. Number two, it's worth pointing out that he speaks in terms, not of mitzvahs, but of kavash is Yisrael. On the most fundamental level, it's about developing myself as a person who can exercise self-control, specifically in the world of Torah mitzvahs. This is a line that I think a diyuk can be made in Ramchal's language of Derech Hashem as well. I think it's Chelek Aleph, Perek Dalet Ozvav. Also, some parallel ideas about Tachos Abir, why Kadosh Baruch Hu creates, and why we're here. There, too, he talks in terms primarily of the self-control, to become the sort of person who controls his taivas. And my taivas work for me rather than me being led by my taivas. Does a man walk in a dog or the dog walk in a man? That is the question. And finally, it's worth noticing that he talks not only about actual success, but about effort. He says, to the extent that you were actually Kovash Yetzer, and you were actually Mishrachet from the Machikim, and Nishabeli Davidbo, to the extent that I worked at Kadosh Baruch Hu. That too, it's not a question of, not only is it not a yes or no, black and white, succeed or fail, on the person, it's, I can succeed more of the time, less of the time, because you have shir, but it's also not only a question, did I actually hold out against Yitzhara, but did I work to hold out against Yitzhara? It's worth noting, to the extent that a person holds off on a taiva, I delay a taiva, 15 minutes is able to hold off before I gave in, that's even more than just nishtah veil. That's actually a success. The first 15 minutes I didn't do. Yitzhara sometimes convinces us, you gave in minute 16, so you failed. Absolutely untrue. I succeeded for 15 minutes. So if the minutes 1 through 15, I succeeded. The minute 16, I failed. So I have to do shuva for minute 16. But at the same time, I have to take great pride in my absolute utter success in holding up from that taiva for the first 15 minutes. But even if I didn't hold off even for 15 minutes, but I tried. I tried and instantly failed. Still, that itself will, the trying, the effort will in and of itself, and certainly every single success will contribute to unbelievably astronomical amounts of kirvas elokim and the simcha that we will derive from that. If anyone wants to unmute, glad to take questions. Look forward to your questions offline. I wish you a wonderful rest of the day. Look forward to seeing you in short. Call to us.